Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Comedian Orlando Leyba is going to join us. He's going to hang out. He's going to hang for the news as well. That's all in the second half. First, there's Geico. Would you love to save some money on your insurance? Of course you would. And who doesn't love a deal? When it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, Geico can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even your homeowners, condo, or renter's insurance. They are all covered with Geico. Save even more with special discounts when you bundle coverages together. Plus, they have an easy-to-use Geico mobile app and 24/7 roadside assistance, so it's easy to switch to Geico. It's a no-brainer. Switch today and see just how much you could save at geico.com. Go there and get a rate quote or contact a local agent.
Ladies and gentlemen, a new nut hath arrived. April ushers in the return of not just spring, but a new Adam's Monthly Nut. This month includes a sample pack of Brewpub Jerky. Jerky, expertly crafted to drink with beer. We've also got a sample pack of Renewed Chaga Chino to make sure your coffee isn't just giving you jitters in the morning. When you're putting shrooms or snickerdoodle coffee mate in your cup of joe, make sure you rinse it after. This month, we've got a mug to remind you to do just that after you're done. And finally, you know the guys from Caviar Farm well enough by now. And this month, you'll get a $25 off coupon to be used site-wide at thecaviarfarm.com. We're not sure how we did it, but this entire box is just $25 at CorollaDrinks.com. Sign up for one or keep the shipments coming at CorollaDrinks.com.
Here's the one where I lose a lot of people. Sports. I'm not into sports anymore. Yeah. All right. You don't need to join me, but it was by accident, right? I was watching a football game and I hit previous channel on the remote. Boom. And then it jumped to a whole nother channel. And then that's when I discovered this HGTV. Oh, you guys are in it? What? You've seen this Home and Garden Network? Oh, what a delightful network that is. I missed the whole game because I got caught up in a marathon of Property Brothers, Flip or Flop, House Hunters. I was yelling at the TV like it was a football game. Get the marble counters! No! No, not those cabinets. That's not going to add property value. What are we doing, team? What are we doing? Pick number two. It has a finished basement.
Orlando Leyba on the Adam Carolla Show.
Orlando Leyba in studio. He's got some dates coming up. Los Angeles, Largo at the Coronet. By the way, that's April 26th. I used to work out at that Coronet Theater back in the day.
And I'm bringing you back.
Moon Tower Just for Last Festival, that's coming up tomorrow through Saturday in Austin, Texas. Yeah, the Coronet's a little theater that's next to Largo. Is that correct?
Yes, but it's all enclosed now. Sarah Silverman did her last two specials there.
Oh, really?
Yes, I'm blessed that I'm able to run in those circles. I'm at the Largo and I'm like, how am I here?
It is weird. I like it though. It's good, healthy, low self-esteem. Like my first thought after Chris Rock got slapped by Will Smith, mm-hmm. his next show was in Boston at the Wilbur.
Yep.
And I was like, what the fuck are you doing at the Wilbur? I play the Wilbur. And I was like,
this doesn't make sense.
This guy's career is falling apart. Yeah. It was like, I could have taken it another direction and went, you know, all the greats end up at the Wilbur.
You went full Groucho Marx.
Yeah.
No club that would have you.
I went full Groucho. So where are you from?
Originally grew up in Miami, Florida, born in Puerto Rico to Dominican parents, raised in Dominican Republic to like the age of 7. So I know like real Dominican Republic, like not the resort, not like, well, when you go to the resort and they tell you, hey, don't, you're good here, but don't go past that wall. I'm on the other side of that wall where they tell you not to go. So grew up there, you know, showering out of buckets. No electricity, it would come and go. Water, the same thing. But I had a lot of love and didn't know I was poor, I guess.
Yeah.
You don't know.
No. Well, it's kind of interesting because maybe now you would know you were poor.
Because you have access to other people.
You know, there weren't, like, so what we had is some guys had a Huffy bike and some guys had a Schwinn.
Yeah.
The Schwinn kids were well-to-do. And some guys, you had Levi's versus Toughskins. And you had Coca-Cola versus Shasta. So we were the Shasta, Huffy, Toughskin crowd. But that was about it.
Right.
And the difference between working hard real day, working hard one day, being able to get some Levi's, was only about $3 a unit. You know, it was just $8.99 versus $11 or $12.99.
It's very micro, micro.
Now, yeah, but in my scenario, everybody, all the levels that you described, they were rich.
Oh,
you
wow. know what I mean?
Huffy and Toughskin would have been rich for you.
Yeah, yeah. That stuff was good. Yeah.
We were a Huffy and what was the other example? Not Toughskin. It was Huffy and Shasta. We were a Huffy and Shasta family. And I asked my parents, did you guys do this? Did you ask your parents if you were poor when you were like six?
Well, paved roads.
Like, are we poor? And they're like, we're fine. And that was the end of the discussion.
Yeah. So that was yes.
Paved roads were like rich.
Oh, wow.
We didn't have. But like in our neighborhood, we were kind of rich because our house was made out of concrete.
Nice.
So then we've had it. If you've traveled anything, you've seen like island houses where we had the concrete box house, rail house, bedrooms on one side, living room, kitchen, the one bathroom on the other side, and then the
corrugated stuff?
No, what is it, Adam? You're a construction guy. Yes. The metal stuff that you put before you break.
Rebar?
Put the rebar sticking out of the roof.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So because you always dream that one day you build the second story.
Yeah.
So I lived in a house like that with bars. So, you know, we were all boys. So, like, my mom and aunt just tried their best to keep us inside the house so we wouldn't be out there.
Did you have flooring?
Yeah, we had that island flooring that is, I love it till this day. I don't know the name of it. It has the little flakes in it and it shines it, but it's one floor. Usually houses in
Terrazzo.
The you got it.
There should be some sort of construction game show. Me and Brian. Rebar.
I think about Terrazzo every time I go through an airport.
I love Terrazzo.
All the time.
It's awesome.
It's beautiful and it gives me Mike August something to talk about when we get off the plane. Like, Terrazzo is spectacular. You guys had Terrazzo?
Yeah.
That must have been it's an interesting thing because it's a very expensive flooring.
Yeah.
It would cost a ton. Like if you said, I'm building a house in Sherman Oaks and I'd like the Terrazzo bathroom, someone would go, that's about three or four times as much as doing nice tile in there. Like it is way up.
Can you fake it with like a linoleum?
You could, but people will talk.
No, they'll know. They'll be a boss.
We would know. You would know how you would know? You would feel it when you walked on it. You'd have a little give.
Spring.
Terrazzo's expensive.
Yeah, it could be Terrazzo. It could be something else. All I just remember is the floor being shiny, had flakes on it. It's one floor, and the house, that's one of the, in the Caribbean islands that you do that flooring, is so it stays cool.
Yeah.
The house stays cool.
Smart. You know? How old are you?
I'm 6 years old, then now 44. When I'm 45, I'm in that comfortable age right now.
So you, family picked up and moved when you were seven?
No, I moved, and then the family came later. I was born in Puerto Rico, so that made me
a citizen.
U.S. citizen. My mother was a resident then, you know, but the papers maybe weren't official. So then she used to fly back and forth bringing groceries to the island and back. And then in one of those going back, she had to stay. They were
Who did you stay with?
Aunts, uncles. I was wearing like little suits. I remember being 5 year old, being suits and flying Eastern Airlines. I try to explain this to young people, and I actually had like silverware, and people were so impressed because I knew how to eat with my fork and knife and switch hands. And then we had like a whole Eastern Airline silverware set. I don't know if it was real silver at my house that we would take. I would bring back from the airplane, me and whoever was escorting me.
When you say bring back from the airplane, you mean steal it?
No, I mean bring back from the airplane. I don't know what the statute of limitations is on that.
Don't editorialize, Adam.
It said Delta.
Eastern Airlines.
Yes.
I remember them. There was also, I think Chris can look for it, there was a Western Airlines.
Western. I think Western Airlines is Southwest now. Might have bought some of the planes, allegedly.
The guy who did the commercials for that was Jim Backus.
Really?
The, well, actually a weird guy to have for airline commercial because he was obviously from Gilligan's Island. Mm-hmm. He was Thurston Howell III. Mm-hmm. But he also had a big role in the movie Mad, Mad, Mad World, where he played a drunken airline pilot.
Which who, made sense.
Who, like, passed out.
Sure. Who else would you want to represent you on TV?
Yeah, and, God, Buddy, what's his name, had to land the...
Epson?
Hackett?
Hackett, sorry. Yeah, yeah.
Anybody.
It'll
anybody
come
in a storm.
So were you traveling alone when you were young?
No, it was back in those days. I used to get like a flight attendant, and they used to take care of me and stuff. So basically, I was go and stay with aunts and uncles.
But they were alone on the flight?
I was alone in the flight, yeah. It was one of those things where, like, you know, Dominican Republic, I guess I didn't have dual citizenship. So after a certain amount of time of me being in Dominican Republic, I would have to start paying taxes to the Dominican government. Mm-hmm. So it was cheaper just to buy me a plane ticket, fly me out for a couple of weeks, and then fly me back in.
Wow. And back in the day, kids were allowed to, you know, you got like a little airplane pin. They were all looking after you. That was like super normal.
Yeah, it's not the airlines that change, it's the moms that change. Yeah. They're freaked out about letting the kid. By the way, the safest place you could be is in an airplane.
Yeah, where are they going to run?
But by the way, they're worried about being at the park. You know, it's always abduction. Yeah. Not a lot of hijacking going on. Yeah. So when did the comedy kick in?
Comedy kicked in, let me see, age of 33.
What were you doing up until then?
Plenty of jobs, but everything kind of like my creator always put me like in these jobs that were entertainment based. So I did everything from working in recording studios to the last job I had was I was a satellite engineer for CBS News. So I covered the three last launches and the three last landings that we had with the shuttle, Trayvon Martin, Super Bowls. I was out of South Florida, so I was a side truck operator out of South Florida.
So you were in there watching the monitors and doing all that stuff?
Yeah, and watching it live. I remember the last shuttle launching, the landing. I remember I was watching it through the little monitor, but we're parked down a slope from the landing strip. Like, we're real close to it. And then I just remember saying, what am I doing? And I popped the doors of the truck and ran, and then ran up like a little hill and saw the actual landing. At the same time, all the other SAT operators were doing the same thing. It was like we were all.
You know what? I'll tell you what I miss. I don't know if they do it anymore. I don't think they do. Remember the big TV camera on top of the van? Movie, every whatever, the news would show up, or Godzilla or something like that. It was always the tripod with the crystal fine picture.
I came in right when they were getting rid of it. You had an actual like cage around you at the end, but then they figured out that you were cooking the whole time that you were up there. That was like a legit thing. But then it's like, no, you're like receiving direct microwave waves. You're cooking.
Literally, you're cooking.
You're up there. Yeah. I remember sometimes my dish would get jammed up. I had a smaller truck, and I would have to crank it myself just to open it. And like one of the main things that I would always be yelling down, don't turn it on. Wait till I, because we would do it in teams. Wait till I come back off.
There was a story out of Los Angeles. Probably been over a decade now where a news van pulled up and was raising their, you know, telescopic antenna and hit a power line.
Oh, shit.
And electrocuted everyone in the van.
Like, well, electrocuted the guy that jumped out of the van.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're supposed to
just stay in the van. Stay in the van, and then the tires, so they'll flatten out.
It's grounded.
Right.
Yeah. You know, you're in the circuit. You're in it. The minute that you jump off,
you and ground then if yourself.
If you do jump off, you got to jump off with 2 feet at a time, and you kind of land, and each it's kind of like circles. You got to picture circles, and the further you get away, but you're still getting little bits of shocking as you go. So the best thing you could do is just wait till the power company comes, cuts it off. That was training videos, man.
Really?
Yeah.
This guy.
One of my blue collar jobs that I tried to do back in the day was a lineman. And I try to, like, I work for Florida Power and Light reading meters, going into people's neighborhoods, and all kind of weirdos pulling guns on me. But whatever, it's Florida. It's my hometown.
Yeah, because you got to walk into people's backyards. Yeah,
which I did not understand, like, how they felt that that was safe for us to do. But the law protected us. Like, if someone killed us on the job, that person was going to go to jail, even though there's a stand your ground rules. They were like, nah, he's wearing FPL gear and everything. But then at the same time, there were all these home invasions happening with people dressed up with fluorescent color. So all these people are freaking out. And I'm walking, and this is like, you know, sunrise. My first house, the rule allowed me that the first house I could read was when the sun was completely by the clock sunrise time. Other than
in
that,
in the AM.
Yeah. And I used to like go at it with dogs and whatnot.
That sounds like a horrible job. And I don't want to be a one upper, but I grew up in a house. I grew up on a service porch that was converted into like a room. It was a porch. So the meter was inside of my room.
Wow.
And the guy came into my house, into my room.
He would, my children.
He would bang on the back door, and he'd let the guy in. He'd walk into your house read the meter. You read meters inside houses?
Yeah, because if not, it's an estimate, and they're always going to estimate high.
Right.
So probably your dad or your mom or someone was like, Adam, let them in. Let them in.
It wasn't even a discussion. Yeah. It was like, the meter needs to be read. Unfortunately, son, it's in your room.
Yeah.
So hold off on the masturbation.
Yes, yes. Take it
unless you're really into this, dude. And then have at it. We have the Jim Backus voice on the Western Airline.
I remember Western.
There's an Eastern Airline, a Western Airline.
It predated me.
And they merged with Delta. I don't know what this has to do with travel, but...
Extraordinary. Western Airlines, the only way to fly.
The hell did we just watch?
Yeah, Mexico City and Acapulco.
But that was entertainment.
Yeah. That was
literally
a ringmaster with a cartoon ringmaster, cartoon but lion.
Then I could show up to the fifth grade and go, Western Airlines, the only way to fly. And then that was it.
Yeah. Big laugh.
Big laughs.
That's a marketing guy that didn't do a lot of research. Yeah. He was smoking cigarettes, drinking whiskey, and he was just like, you know what? We go,
you know, a lion. Birds.
You know what I did this weekend? Circus.
Yeah. And get the guy who crashed the drunk pilot. Get that guy to voice it over.
Mad World was a crazy movie.
Right.
It had every big star while they were still alive. It was a crazy, crazy cast, and he played the drunken airline pilot in that. And speaking of the space shuttle.
Simpler times.
I marvel that thing weighs 80,000 tons and glides from outer space, and there's no mulligans. It glides from outer space to land at one or two different designated spots, and they stick that fucking landing. It's gliding in, and there's no going around. If you use up too much runway, there's no power, there's no boost, there's nothing. It just glides, and they just set it down, and they flare it every time. They set down the rear wheels, and they just hold up the front a little, and it's so fucking majestic. It's like it blows my mind.
No, it's majestic. It's emotional. I just, my shuttle experience was the first one here in the United States was the Challenger. I watched that in class, and they turned off the TV and rolled it back out. They were like, all right.
They did it so fast, we didn't even know what happened. We didn't know.
Oh, you were in class for
that. We didn't know what.
Yeah, the teacher just shut it off.
And and she goes, it's over. Go back to class. Like, okay. We don't know what we just watched. Yeah.
Was that 86?
Yeah, we're little. And nobody explained shit. We just went back to math.
Yep. And then next thing I know, I get tapped on the shoulder like, hey, we're taking you up. You're going to do the satellite uplinks for the local networks. I was like, cool. I went up there and I was just in awe. And then the gliding part, they're actually the speakers are going off and they're telling you. But it's like the snap of a finger. They're like, California, Texas. And that's where it's gliding over.
Wow. Right.
Yeah, Texas, Louisiana, into Florida. And then you hear the boom, 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 boom.
The sonic that's boom.
You hear, it's just.
Did it rattle the windows and everything?
It's just bringing. The launch is also very, like, you're like, man, this is, they say this is science, but this is also magic. Mm-hmm. Everything goes quiet and all the animals, there's nothing happening, but all the animals go away. Like they just know, they're like, oh, I've lived here my whole life. And all the animals.
They feel the vibe.
They feel that. And then that's it. When it launches, you just, that thing travels through you.
Wow.
Makes you feel like an American, man. 100%. I was just like, I'm an American. I 100%. My toilet flushes and I just saw a shuttle launch.
All the luxuries.
Who's in the mad world?
Everybody. I got.
Isn't Dean Martin in there?
I'll give you the list.
I don't know.
We got Spencer Tracy, Milton Berle, Ethel Merman, Mickey Rooney, Sid Caesar, Buddy Hackett, Dick Shawn.
Yeah.
Who's Dick? She looks very familiar.
Dick Shawn. There's two guys I screw up. There's Dick Shawn and Dick Gaudier. One of them played Jaime the Robot. In,
oh, this looks like the other Danger Will Robinson.
Died. No, I don't think that's him. Dick Shawn. That guy was a comedian, whatever he is. He's a guy who died on stage.
Oh, that's the reason why I thought he... Okay, he played a very effeminate role in The Producers, which is why I recognize him. Let's see. I don't know how many of the... Oh, Jonathan Winters, Edie Adams, Jim Backus.
Jim Backus, the drunken pilot. All right, we will... Dick Shawn had a heart attack on stage. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
He died on stage.
When
the audience thought it was a joke.
Right.
So.
Still the best joke from Defending Your Life. How'd you die?
On stage, like you.
I know. Love that movie. We got a picture of the old iconic van with the TV cameras.
That's very old.
They kept it into the. They went into the 70s, maybe into the 80s.
Wow. No, they went into the 90s.
Right? Into the 90s
and the 2000s. Yeah,
yeah. Wow. They put the camera on top of the rig, and it seems a little dangerous.
That was dangerous. When I was doing it, we already had an aluminum case.
Holy shit, all around it.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, let me hit Master Spas here. Considering a little backyard makeover, wish you had room for a pool? Well, get a Michael Phelps Swim Spa by Master Spas. Combines the benefits of a pool with the therapy of a hot tub. Has water currents, so you can swim against the current and get a little workout there, do aquatic exercises, and have fun with the kids. Comes in a variety of sizes to complement almost any yard. Even if you have a small backyard, you'll have room for Master Spa. Since it's heated, you can use it year-round and in any climate. Made with in the USA, by the way, by Master Spa. The world's largest swim spa manufacturer. You'll love your Michael Phelps Swim Spa by Master Spas. Am I right, Dawson?
Go to MasterSpas.com, put in the promo code Adam to save $1,000 on a Michael Phelps Swim Spa or $500 on a Master Spas hot tub. That's MasterSpas.com, promo code Adam.
All right, quick break. Back with Orlando. We'll do news right after this. Would you love to save some money on your insurance? Of course you would. And who doesn't love a deal? When it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, Geico can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even your homeowners, condo, or renter's insurance. They are all covered with Geico. Save even more with special discounts when you bundle coverages together. Plus, they have an easy-to-use Geico mobile app and 24/7 roadside assistance, so it's easy to switch to Geico. It's a no-brainer. Switch today and see just how much you could save at geico.com. Go there and get a rate quote or contact a local agent.
Available now for pre-order, Adam's sixth book. Everything reminds me of something. Advice, answers, but no apologies.
It's insane. I blame everybody but me.
Adam drops knowledge, rants, and laughs, answering actual questions from you, the listener, and some celebrity friends. Follow the link at adamcarolla.com to purchase on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or through IndieBound to find your local independent bookseller. Everything reminds me of something. Coming this summer, wherever finer books are sold.
Give me the news with Grant. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. Weird crime, protest, politics. Give me news with Gino Grad. Stuff face on TMZ. Joe Biden. Kamala. Big news with Gina. Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Well, an investigation has, we've learned some things from that horrible, tragic incident at that, on that ride, the Tower Drop in Orlando. I don't know if you heard about it, but this
thankfully, no.
This kid.
No, I didn't hear about it.
14 years old. Do you know what a Tower Drop is?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, like the cylinder and you go, no. That's like kind of, well, yeah, sorry. That's like the enclosed version.
Right.
Yeah, this is just like one of those open, like, cylinders, and it brings you up, 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 and then drops you and brings you back.
Oh,
it's
just like a dip ride,
basically.
Hmm.
So
and it looks like a giant version of, like, the mallet, you know what I mean, at the county fair.
Like, yeah, it looks kind of like the Space Needle.
Ring the bell.
Right.
Yeah.
So an investigation into what caused this 14-year-old to slip out of his harness and fall to his death on a drop tower ride in Orlando has concluded that the operator was the main cause, not the actual structure of the ride itself. Tyree Sampson fell off the ride at Icon Park on March 24th. Officials announced this week that the ride operator made, quote, manual adjustments to Sampson's harness so that he could fit, but doing so caused this large gap between, like, the horn, you know, that goes in between your legs and the thing, the harness that you bring down. So
there's such a thing as there's too fat and too skinny for rides.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They both pose an equal
threat.
Danger,
yeah.
Even though there are other directions. Is he too skinny for the ride?
No.
Too big for
the maximum weight for the ride is 286. Mm-hmm. Sampson weighed 360.
I stand by my point.
Well, but it's because what the ride operator did was you get it into the lock position, it makes the noise, you see the light, and then he readjusted it. So it would mm-hmm. still look like everything was copacetic. You're only supposed to have 3.33-inch gap between the harness and the horn. This one had 7, and it could reach 10, it just, you know, depending on velocity.
So now, by the way, instead of, or in union with, Mickey doing the thing where he holds his hand out. Oh. You have to be this high.
Right.
Now we have a giant crab
hug.
Who's holding.
You have to fit inside the hog.
Pictures out. You can't get your big ass inside of this. Because that's happening.
It's like the airline carry-on bag.
Right, exactly.
When I did the iFly thing, you know, I just did the, you know, simulated parachuting on the ground fan
right.
thing. They got a scale. And you got to get on that scale.
You don't get liftoff.
And the max, they want to know how much fan to put into your ass.
Oh, right.
You know, and the max was 300 pounds, which I thought, well, good on you if you're 300 bills and this is still your thing, number one. But number two, the instructor guys are these very wafy, thinny, acrobatic-y mm-hmm. guys, but they got to kind of cradle you. The 300 pounder getting out into the fan. That's
a lot.
Seems like you're pushing a lot of weight.
Wait, how old is this 360 pounder?
14.
14.
That feels impossible.
To be 380?
Yeah, 14 years old.
14, he was a football player already. He was playing football.
Oh,
yeah.
Christ.
According to Fox 35 Orlando.
Yeah.
So when they slowed down, that's when he was unfortunately able to slip through the, like, almost 10-inch gap between the horn and the harness. And it was – but they're saying this was not an electrical failure. This was not the ride's fault. The operator manually did it so the kid could get on the ride. And
he's going to catch all the heat.
The poor
kid who has a summer job.
Right.
He's going to catch the
heat.
You hired him.
He's what we call an empty bag.
That's amusement
parks, the deep pockets.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
where the money's coming out. And look, if you're tired of the long lines and you want to get in on this one, people,
walk right up.
Now's the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's probably not going to happen again.
I think it's closed down right now for investigation.
I know, but right when it opens.
Time it. Yeah, I think you're right.
But why are you so trusting, though? That's my question on all those rides. I know people go on the rides. Even you went, you put on the squirrel suit and you were flying over a fan, right? Well, that was the fan?
Yeah.
But there's a gate. Okay,
it's just a jumpsuit, by the way. It's not really the squirrel.
That would have been awesome. A squirrel suit.
Through the roof.
Yeah, yeah, it's a fucking challenger.
I go to amusement parks with my wife and relatives and they're all, let's try it. And I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'm good. Like, you could go. I try all the stuff that I feel like, okay, that I might break an arm at the worst,
right. mm-hmm.
but I'm not.
Medium upside, huge downside.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, that's the way. It's like an investment like that. And you know, I read my life insurance policy. I really did.
Does it not cover roller coasters?
No, it doesn't cover it. It doesn't cover if I start, like, now I get, you know, like, I'm hitting that age where I want to try, like, yeah, I want to become a pilot. Like I said that, life insurance says you can't be a pilot. Don't start now, you know, and skydiving. My wife did skydiving. And I was just like, one of the sad parts about it was that I knew if something happened to her, like life insurance wasn't going to pay her policy out. Right. Like, and then I was going to have to mourn.
Right.
Like one thing is mourning, but another thing is like mourning with money.
Right.
Like, that you can like, you know, me, I have habits, you know, like Michelin star restaurants. I'll there be able to go on these fantastic Michelin star restaurant.
Eat through your pain.
Yeah, I'll eat all through my pain. All through
with money sounds like a good podcast to involve it.
100.
Do you guys remember, and as long as we're going down memory lane, and you can look it up, Chris, airports used to have a life insurance, like, little kiosk or something.
No, but that makes sense.
That was before my time, too.
And I wasn't flying. But my grandparents, once a year, my grandparents are to go back to Hungary. And I could remember.
Is it short-term life insurance, like for the next 8 hours?
I think it's air insurance.
No shit.
I mean, it's technically like life insurance, but it's like air insurance. Uh-huh. And I remember, like, you drive them to the airport, and it was back, you know, this must have been the 70s or the early 70s. And you could just walk through LAX.
Right, walk easily.
And just like, well, we'll walk you to the gate.
Yeah.
Like walk you to the gate and just walk you to get on the plane, sit on the pilot's lap, have a highball.
Honk.
Yeah, just try and you just like walk. And I remember passing these like machines. And the machines were like 50 cents gets you $25,000 worth of insurance.
I'll take it.
If this flight goes down. And I remember as like a 7-year-old kind of calculating, like, well, they're older. You know, they've lived a pretty rich life.
You pop a couple of quarters in there.
I love where this is going. Young Adam just putting in a dollar on behalf of his grandparents.
Young Adam didn't have a dollar, but we're looking at
that
it.
That looks like a stove.
Yes. Airline.
Like an old oven.
Cigarettes, too.
Yeah. Insurance. Chris, can you tell us more? I have not thought about this
Never
since like 1974.
So some of these, like for mere, like
look
yeah,
at this.
That one in the 60s. It lasted till the 2000, till about 2000. But
yes, Brian, cameras on trucks, insurance machines at airports.
I feel like that I've seen in like Apollo 13. This I have no knowledge.
But
this
is something gets you $75,000.
This is something we can bring back, guys.
This is not legally binding.
Can we just do this?
On the next reasonable doubt.
We need a notary stand next to it.
We can. I'm telling you, we could take this to Shark Tank. I'm with it. I'm 1,000%. This will sell again. There's gonna be a goofy person who will buy one.
25 cents gets you $7,500.
Yeah.
Honey of a deal.
Up to 300,000. By the way, now you're looking at young Adam, like 7.5.
Yeah.
300,000. Oh, that was all the money anyone with my last name was going to make an entire generation.
Yeah.
You're making mistakes. You're Justin Bieber at $300,000.
And I was like looking at that with like, okay, you know, five quarters for $37,000? Like, but at that point, I'd be wishing the plane went down.
Yeah, go cut the brakes.
Yeah.
Well, the insurance would pay out in the event of your death during the specified leg of a specified flight.
Oh.
It didn't cover any other flights or incidents other than your death.
Jesus.
And, changing flight voids the policy. And, so that's
that is the most morbid shit.
Totally
for the
morbid
flight you're about to get on. Do you want to spare a couple of quarters? And if it goes down, your family's taken care of.
I have arguments with people changing gears, but I have argument with young people that don't have life insurance and have like that are stand up comics or that like leave their house or travel for like 2 hours. My barber travels 3 hours every day to open up his barbershop. He has his barbershop in Hollywood, but he lives out, you know, somewhere, whatever, Pomona.
You have a barber?
Yes. And then I tell my barber, hey, you have life insurance? He's younger. He's like 37. He's like, nah, man, that's like wishing death upon yourself.
No.
I was like, you're an idiot.
Don't do
you're
it.
You're an idiot.
I know.
Don't think like that.
It's like being a donor means you're going to get in a car accident, you know, on your license. Yeah. Can't go through life that way.
Yeah.
How crazy are these insurance machines?
I feel like you made them up, even though I know you didn't.
They were ubiquitous. Now,
did anyone cash in? And how would one do that?
I do not know.
It's very analog. You have the policy on you when the plane goes down.
There's no way to upload it.
No. This is.
Or do you bring it to the desk?
I wonder if this is for the wife that who's dropping the husband off at the at the airport.
Dateline would have a field day with that. And then she took out a life insurance policy at the airport.
Oh my God. It's also kind of shows where you're at relationship wise. Like if your wife is dropping you off, like you had a few quarters. What do you want? We need a newspaper? You want some snacks? I got snacks.
I'm just feeling a little peckish. I'll decide when I get in. You got like maybe, I don't know, you got like dollars worth of quarters?
I could probably rustle it up. But hey, so if you're going to get some snacks, get me like a payday.
Oh, I'm getting a payday. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah, I can't wait to get back into your arms, by the way, after this trip.
Open and willing. Can't wait. So those quarters? You don't have – I feel like we were going to go to the laundromat. Do you have like 10 quarters?
I probably got some, but geez, it looks like some clouds are rolling in. I don't know if this is a good
You know what? I'll take 15 quarters.
Yeah. I'm just kind of worried about the clouds rolling in.
Oh, no. They're for your friend. It's a happy little cloud.
There's something called wind shear, sweetie.
There's something called a windshield. You'll be fine. I'll take – do you have those 20 quarters I was going to drop off at the bank?
I got a roll of quarters.
Oh, perfect. I'll take those.
I got a bad feeling.
What?
No,
I'll be right back.
What did you find out, Chris?
So there's a guy named Jack Graham in 57. He, he killed 44 people aboard a United States Airlines flight above Colorado using a dynamite time bomb. He planted the bomb in his mom's suitcase in an apparent move to murder her and claim $37,500 worth of life insurance money that he purchased at the terminal right before
the flight
departure.
That feels like fraud.
I think they're going to avoid that.
Yeah. He was charged and convicted of the murder of his mom.
There's no way they paid out.
All right.
They didn't pay out that guy, but what if your dad is sitting behind that guy and he bought the thing?
Now he's like, hey,
I'm not God here. The plane blew up. What do you want
to do? If anyone listening has access to one of these machines, Adam will pay top dollar to have it in the studio.
That's a hell of a lot better than that stupid condom machine.
Fucking A.
All their hipsters are hanging up in their party
house. That's
houses.
Amazing. I never knew about
that.
Well, also, wouldn't it look, by the way, $37,000 is what you got off of like four or five quarters. Why not invest in, as long as you're doing the whole bomb?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like, that was probably the max back
then.
Yeah,
that's equivalent to $380,000 today.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And it took down 44 people.
Souls.
Yeah, farmers still say that even to this day they find remnants of their body parts during plowing.
That's not possible.
Farmers insurance. No.
Seat don't biodegrade?
So
perfectly intact thumb.
It would lead to this, right?
Yeah, it would have to. Especially nowadays.
Yeah. How many years did this go on? It went into the 2000s.
Mainly till the 70s, but there were like a couple left, like in the 2000s. I think.
That's novelties.
Right. I think you could still bring it back. The airlines probably will push back on it, but I think it's something. I'll be down. That's a good insurance.
I was dumb enough to buy travel insurance one. You know, like at the end when you buy your ticket, it's like, for $29.
Right. And simple,
And we got this.
I'm telling you, Adam, we could put it right there at Burbank. Burbank, they let you do everything at Burbank Airport.
We'll put it right there.
A throwback.
It's already a throwback.
Long Beach
might
Airport,
as well.
Two or three.
$100 gets you a $100,000 policy if your family, if something happens. Planes always land.
We'll put it next to the Amelia Earhart statue.
Right.
And half those guys are going to Vegas anyway. They're going to be playing the slot machines.
Yeah. Get them started
a couple quarters early before you hit the road.
That's smart.
It seems like a weird business model because all you have to do is suffer one big payout into the tens of thousands of dollars to make it up a quarter at a time.
Yeah, quarter was the foolish part.
People had to really be sinking quarters into that thing.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Young Adam wanted to do it. Well, 7-year-old Adam.
Yeah.
By the way, we need to talk about how you think like that at 7 years old. He was already an entrepreneur before entrepreneurship.
This guy hated his mom.
That's all you need. TMZ reports that, Andy Dick is really having a tough go of it again. He got a visit from the cops after a guy he's living with whipped out a gun while they were live on the web. I watched the whole thing. It was like a half an hour. So I'll just give you the details and I'll show you a clip. So Andy's been staying with this YouTube guy in Vegas who calls himself Wappy Flanker. And things went awry over the weekend during this live stream. TMZ reports that a third man went over to Wappy's place and an argument broke out. Then Wappy pulls out a gun. There's a second part to the story, but here's a clip.
You know what Andy Dick is actually becoming? He's becoming the real Breaking Bonaducci.
Oh, my God.
Andy Bonaducci did that, you know, train wreck show, but, you know, he'd have a bottle of Smirnoff vodka that was tap water, and then he'd suck half
what?
Of it down.
Are you suggesting something was cooked?
From what I know of the man, I'm going to say yes. You know what I mean? But I think Andy's actually living
He's breaking dick life.
That's right. He's
so
breaking dick.
This is about a minute-long clip, and then I'll tell you the second half of the story.
Dude, the next person that shows up at my door unannounced to is getting a bullet in their fucking chest.
That's Wappy's flanker.
I swear to
Andy Dick's
God,
on a cot.
You can put that on record! I will kill you if you show up at my house unannounced, motherfucker! So you better stay the fuck out of here! You have no idea who you're fucking with, and I'm getting this close to the edge! You fucking faggots! Ooh. Clip that, bitch!
I want to make sure he's going to let me back in here.
Poor Grubhub guy showing up in a second.
No, they got to go, dude.
Yeah, you're letting him back in, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you have to go.
And Andy seems chill.
You guys can come back.
He's on his cot.
You guys can come back.
Well, you'll be
like a nurse's station cot.
Either way.
Text me.
What do you want?
Is he going to get punched again?
They're going to get their content, dude. They're going to get it, dude.
Don't get
you know what I'm saying, dude?
I don't like that.
Now he's Wappy Flanker. Kicks
a
stool.
Drop heel
kick
on a stool.
You want that content on your fucking face?
All the while, people are watching this and sending money. And
no one's increased any money, though.
They do later.
Okay.
What's up, bitches?
What's he?
Come to my door!
He's gonna do that to your fucking face.
He karate chopped
you
a bar stool.
Fucking bitch! What's up?
Now he's
getting
the gun out.
Get out of my fucking house right now, motherfucker! I have a gun right now. Get the fuck out of here! That's it! You fucking kidnapper, extorted motherfucker, go! Don't fuck with me, dude!
They seem
neighbor taps on the ceiling with a...
Fuck!
God, I feel bad for us. A guy in the unit.
Yeah.
Above, freshly
right,
divorced.
Shared wall. Yeah.
Trying to start a new life.
Now listen, Andy.
No, you're trying to do some fucking shit. Don't
He's grateful.
Here, dude. Don't do it. You better call me before you do.
I do kind of miss bro talk, you know.
Yeah. Dude,
you didn't fucking know. I'll let you up, bitch.
You want to find out?
You are in the wrong fucking... You better maintain,
to
dude.
Fuck around and find out.
You were this close to... Yeah.
But
yeah.
They're all like the age where they should be talking about 401ks.
That's right.
And stuff. You know what I'm saying?
About life insurance policies.
And, you know, are you going to get into crypto? Andy, are you getting into crypto?
So then law enforcement sources told TMZ that police received a call from someone who was watching the live stream. And they're like, you got to go do a welfare check on Andy Dick. Mm. So Andy told the cops he was fine and he wants to stay at this guy's house. But then later, the cops come back and Andy Dick has his backpack on and he's like telling the cops like this guy won't let me leave, he's keeping me here. So then they escort him out. Like, it is a wild scene. And isn't he engaged? And he got, well, we know he got laid out a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Getting hit hard
in the face. I don't know, it's all drugs, you know, what can you do?
It's all drugs and the most powerful drug, man. I remember someone saying like fame is like the most powerful. You're always chasing it. Once you've had it, hopefully not me.
Yeah.
I got it at an older age. I'm good, huh?
You know how to act.
Yeah, I went to therapy.
You did?
Yeah.
Learned how to be famous?
No. Learned how to, like, control your mouth and not tell people, what are you doing? Put on a shirt.
Well, let's talk a little Johnny versus Amber. We haven't really gotten into this. I did start watching the trial today. Can't stop watching it. So boring. Such an odd combination when you're watching a live trial. He took the stand today.
I've been watching some of the coverage on like Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah.
Don't fucking bullshit us. You
they have like hard. No, I do watch TMZ, but then I also watch it. And they have some like hard hitting insights. Like, he wore his hair up the day before and her hair was down. Oh. Now he's got his hair pulled back. And it's like, We're reading into this about he had his hair in a ponytail.
What about
down
something that happened on the witness stand?
Yeah, next, we'll talk to a body language expert.
They're never wrong.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, this is a $50 million defamation lawsuit against Amber Heard.
I got Mark Garagos is like, I have no fucking idea what he's doing. This
Why?
Is insane. This is the worst lawsuit ever.
Like, I've heard the same thing.
Mark Garagos is like, at some point, your attorney is supposed to say, look, I like the fact that you're going to pay me for 7 weeks.
Yeah, I like
weeks,
the retainer.
But there's nothing here.
There's zero spot.
Like, well, because really, even like, if Mark he wins.
Mark says all the time, like, if they don't want to do it on contingency, that's a have that thought. He said, there's no way this is on contingency.
Right.
Nobody would do this.
Right.
There's no case here. So when, you know, you say, hey, look, whether you slip in our bathroom and you can't find an attorney that'll take it on contingency, that means he thinks you have a shitty case.
Mm.
When he thinks you have a great case, then he'll take it.
Interesting.
You know what I mean?
But I guess the point, my guess would be if he wins, what does he really win? Like a correction from a newspaper? Or he's not going to get an apology from her.
He's not getting $50 million from her.
Well,
although
she's countersuing for $100 million.
Oh, okay.
So they're fine. Marvelous. Everything's great. The team was also going to bring up, like, you know, he said last time somebody shit in the bed and he thinks it was her. And then there's a threesome situation with Elon Musk and Cara Delevingne and her.
Mm.
And it's, they hate each other, man.
And he's like, he cut his finger, and then the therapist
had to leave and go from Australia to L.A. with the finger.
All the therapists have to weigh in, and then there's always the tax. But look,
he's really into wolves.
Yeah,
have they said that?
Nice.
All right, it's a great commercial. Just him and wolves out in the desert.
I love it.
With Sauvage.
Whatever cologne that is.
Sauvage.
Oh, yeah, he drives through the desert and thinks.
Yeah.
If I was the
other attorney, he's like, he does commercials where he says he's a savage, and he's with wolves.
Oh, that's right.
Give her the money. Boom. I would be a great lawyer. Right there, I would have won the case.
Every commercial for cologne has a guy stopping somewhere you would never stop and getting out of the car and
contemplative,
somehow taking something in that you can't take in because you're too feeble-minded.
Sure.
You know. Hawk flying over top like as if they're communicating. You know.
Carol.
You stop in the middle, you know, in Henderson or the county line between Vegas and California. Yeah. There's nothing there.
You gamble at whatever that – what's that?
Whiskey Pete's.
That's where you gamble.
Yeah, he's thinking, though.
Savage.
I would love to get Mark's opinion on this. I read an article today about possibly why – Chris Rock wouldn't sue Will Smith. And this actually made a lot of sense.
Airport life insurance.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He said, this person, whoever the lawyer was, said in order for him to win, he'd have to show damages. And damages would mean to your, you know, financial, that you were out of work. If anything, I think it's the other way around. Chris's tickets are selling for 4 times the price.
He's slumming it at the Wilbur.
That's
Come
right.
on.
Yeah.
You should be
That's
playing right. arenas. I play the Wilbur.
Yeah, one slap and those tickets went through the roof.
Yeah, damages. You got to prove damages.
Prove psychological. That's the biggest damage of them all. Psychological.
You're right.
The fact that I'm embarrassed. This lives out there forever. And my daughter, I'm a father. I'm a 53-year-old black man who got assaulted by another black man on stage in front of the whole world. My daughters don't even look at me the same.
Oh, it's good.
Pay.
You know, if you're the attorney, you go, you know, you get in front of the jury and then you have Chris Rock over there and he's suing. And at some point you tell your associate, call you on the phone, right? Mm-hmm. And then your phone rings and you quickly grab your phone and bring your hand up and Chris Rock flinches.
That's very Brady Bunch.
Starts palpitating.
PTSD.
Right. Oh my God. Yeah.
Don't try to swat a fly away.
We're a great law firm. Corolla and Leyba. Corolla and Leyba.
I like this. I am going to give you an example of damages paying out for a gentleman. And the headline and the first line, like very salacious, very clickbaity, but just let me tell you the story, and you might end up agreeing with the guy. I don't know. A Kentucky jury has awarded a man $450,000 who sued his employer after he asked them not to celebrate his birthday at work, and they did anyway. Now, let me keep going, because that is a great line, and it is true. But Kevin Burling told his manager at Gravity Diagnostics in 2019 that a birthday celebration would cause him immense stress. But they didn't heed his request. They did it. He had this monumental panic attack. And the next day, Burling had another panic attack when his supervisor chastised him for stealing his coworker's joy and being a little girl, and then fired him.
So this place, like a diagnostic place, does MRIs, CT scans. If this guy's that fragile, I don't want him operating the machines.
He alleged in his suit that the company discriminated against him based on a disability and retaliated against him for demanding a reasonable accommodation, like, don't celebrate my birthday, please. The jury returned the verdict after 2 days, and they awarded him $300,000 for emotional distress and $150,000 in lost wages. And the attorney for the company said it continues to deny liability and is pursuing its post-trial options.
I think any kid who's ever attended a birthday party that had a pinata has got a – there's going to be a class action lawsuit to see this majestic animal beaten Llama. With a mop handle. Yeah.
To death.
To death.
With its innards falling out, cascading. Out.
Yeah, I think there's a lawsuit there.
Yeah. I'm 100% on this guy's side. He asked. He requested. Hey, man, don't celebrate my birthday, man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a grown man. You want to give me a gift? You give me a bonus or liquor.
Yeah, exactly.
Do not sing me happy. Come in here with Rachel bringing the cupcakes and stuff. I don't want to see Rachel. Just give me money or liquor. Give me a bottle of blue.
John Walker Lewis, 501
people. I've shut down people at restaurants. I've shut, like, my wife and friends.
Oh, I hate that.
My wife, I've embarrassed my wife. She says, that's so embarrassing. Where the whole staff come and they start, I tell them, no. And I've stood up and I know I sound like an ass, but like, no, you don't have to. I love you guys. Thank you. And I shoo them away.
Back to the kitchen.
Yeah. We don't need that.
But speaking of wives, you know, maybe the boss, a lot of guys have this, you know, they do that thing with the wife where they go, yeah, 40th birthday's coming up. We need to do something. And they go, no.
Yeah.
No.
Little old me.
And then you talk to her best friend and you're like, well, she says she doesn't want you, but of course she wants you to do something.
Yeah.
See, we don't know.
Yeah.
Guys don't really know when someone is going, no. They go, oh, okay. Being modest. Oh, shucks. Fine. We're going to get something going.
Yeah.
Those are those gray areas. Adam, like, between, like, God, like, for real. Like, if Adam tells me, don't say nothing for my birthday, I'm not saying nothing. I'm getting him some kind of classic hubcap, maybe a steering wheel. There you go. Did you know that Paul Newman threw away the steering wheel? It's cracked. There you go. I got it off of eBay. Is it approved? Maybe. I don't know.
So you're not going to call him a little bitch and say he's stealing his coworker's joy?
No, I'm not going to say. I understand him. That boss, I'm glad he got the $300,000. That was worth $300,000.
I'm with you in that. Mm-hmm. I think when you came in, you were offered a water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you said no. And then Chris had to double back, like, you're going to get
it. No, that was Kevin.
No.
Oh, that was Kevin. Kevin.
That was Kevin. I took the water.
Kevin did it.
I did take the room temperature. He was like, cold water. And then he was like, there's room temperature over there down the hall. And I went and got it.
My feeling is if someone says no to anything, I just go, I heard you. We're going to go do something else.
Keep it moving. Except for my wife, though.
Right.
The wife, I'd never listen to her.
Come on, you would enjoy, or like whatever. It's like, I will take you. If you say you don't want a party, you don't want a party.
Yeah.
No party for you.
Let's test it. Hey, we're about to get on this flight. How about some life insurance?
No.
Oh, you got me.
Well, let's talk about a piece of memorabilia. We love movie memorabilia and auctions and stuff around here. So
it's crazy that those machines were at every airport.
It's insane.
It's hard to imagine.
And it's crazy that
an airline would allow that to be next to their kiosk.
And that I was seven.
It does pretend bad things.
Yeah.
I was seven, and I was like, for a quarter, I could get one drumstick off an ice cream truck.
Or
$35,000.
Yeah. First lesson investing.
I just want to put it out there to your producers that I think they need to find one of those guys that own the machines and get it out here. Tell you about the whole scam.
Could you find one on eBay for under?
I looked when we talked about it. There's none on there.
Do you think it's the kind of thing where the insurance company collected and then crushed them or something like that where they can't just scatter them out to the wind? There's some, you know, like a medical device or something.
Well,
I want to say it was a scam. I want to say it. I want to put it out there. They never paid out to nobody.
I'm saying they never paid out. Once.
And then someone went to jail over it. They did like a week. Back then, they didn't give you that much time for cocaine.
If we do get a machine here, I think I would put in a couple quarters that if we were doing a show and a plane crashed into us, we'll get a payout.
Yeah.
I'll put in a couple quarters every day.
Just for the drive home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something to think about. So we have a new piece of scary memorabilia up for auction, and the bidding begins today as you hear this. The axe that Jack Nicholson's character used in The Shining going up for sale through Gotta Have Rock and Roll Auction House. The bidding begins now and is expected to fetch as much as $100,000.
It's going to go for more. We did this one, didn't we?
Well, it was in prep to go to bidding.
The hero axe was
the major part of the movie. Used to kill, spoiler alert, Scatman Crothers' character. Very good condition.
Spoiler.
If you haven't seen it by now, it's a 50-year-old movie. Displayed in a shadow box frame. It's in great condition, and you can bid on it now.
Used once.
That's right.
Not twice.
How many takes?
Yeah, the memorabilia is going nuts, and they're estimating $100,000. Mm-hmm. I think it could be more.
I bet more.
Well, when's it going off? Sorry.
As you hear this today, tomorrow. And just to put a bow on this, because we talked about it a while back and now we have the answer. Good news for the guy who paid over $500,000 for Tom Brady's touchdown. Touchdown pass. He doesn't have to do it. They kind of left him holding the bag for a minute. But according to TMZ, he's able to get the attorney's able to get his client out of the deal. And the record 624th touchdown pass of Brady's career will now be returned to the seller. And no terms of the deal disclosed, but he's not on the hook for that.
Well, good, because he was going to have to blow up the airplane that Tom Brady was on because their first game's an away game. Against the Giants.
Oh, it'll still be the preseason.
That's right.
Exactly. It'll still be his last touchdown.
All right. Let's bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news. Oh, bitch. You better sit down for this.
Gina Grad.
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Well, then there's LifeLock. Tax season is always crazy, but it'll feel a little less stressful, or I should say a little more stressful, if you fall victim to scammers pretending to be the IRS for personal info, bank accounts, or want you to wire them money. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day, we put our info at risk on the internet. In an instant, cyber criminals could harm your finances and good credit. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number, for sale on the dark web. You'll have access to a dedicated restoration specialist if you become a victim, so protect yourself with LifeLock. Right, Dawson?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can keep what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year with promo code Adam. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com. Use promo code Adam for 25% off.
Bert Kreischer's going to join us tomorrow. Orlando Leyba can be found at Largo at the Coronet. That's here in Los Angeles. That's April 26th. And then Moon Tower, Just for Last Festival, that'll be tomorrow, as you hear this, through Saturday. HeyLando.com is where you can go to find out all the official particulars for Orlando Leyba. Kevin Dalton, you can check his website out, KevinForLosAngeles.com. And I'm going to be in Indianapolis, Helium Comedy Club, May 6th and 7th. Come say hi and just go to AdamCarolla.com for all the live shows. And until next time, this is Adam for Orlando, and Kevin and Gina and Balt. Say it. Mahalo.
Wappy Flanker.
You can watch this episode of the Adam Carolla Show at YouTube.com/AdamCarolla. Leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744 and get your tickets to see the Ace Man. Get them now at AdamCarolla.com.
Would you love to save some money on your insurance? Of course you would. And who doesn't love a deal? When it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, GEICO can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even your homeowners, condo, or renter's insurance. They are all covered with GEICO. Save even more with special discounts when you bundle coverages together. Plus, they have an easy-to-use GEICO mobile app and 24/7 roadside assistance, so it's easy to switch to GEICO. It's a no-brainer. Switch today and see just how much you could save at geico.com. Go there and get a rate quote or contact a local agent.
Stream the biggest movies and TV shows for free on Pluto TV. Watch movies like Titanic and G.I. Joe The Rise of Cobra, plus TV shows like CSI and Star Trek The Next Generation. Starting this month, check out the 24/7 Stargate channel exclusively on Pluto TV, plus hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows absolutely free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start watching today.